are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, here we are, another week just about under the belt.
Oh, my goodness. These weeks just fly by, don't they?
They really, really do. And with the clouds we got, I'm hoping we'll get a little bit of moisture today.
Well, what's the forecast? I haven't heard. It's dark out there.
It is. It's still supposed to be fairly warm. But they're not really calling for, maybe some storms tonight. And I know I had a few raindrops on my windshield this morning, but not a lot.
Yeah.
We definitely could use some more, though.
Oh, we definitely could. And it's kind of crazy that in the northeast part of the state, it's so wet that farmers can't get in their fields.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
You know,
160 miles to Aberdeen. And
one extreme or the other, it seems, this year.
Yeah, true.
We want to remind people there was a free coupon that went out. They've got to use them by the end of the month.
They do. And I was just reminded of that when I saw a payment to the City of Pierre for some that have already been used.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of May. So that coupon that was in your newsletter that every utility user receives in the mail. There's a nice coupon in there. All you have to do is present that at the city landfill with your load of stuff, and we will pay it.
And that's a good way to take care of that spring cleaning and taking care of some of that stuff.
Kind of the city's way of encouraging and helping.
Absolutely. You wanted to touch upon the TIF for the senior housing development.
Yeah, we do need to talk about that. Monday's meeting. We approved the TIF, so that was a big step towards the development of the senior living development, which is named Yellowstone, by the way, Yellowstone Senior Living. Isn't that a nice name?
That is a great
name. Yeah, I think it sounds like a good place to live. And so we are already working on the developer's agreement, which will lay out the steps between the developer and the city in the use of the TIF, who pays for what, and when does it get paid, and how much do you get paid. And so all of those specifics are being hammered out, and that is the next big step.
All right. So if people were wondering kind of where we're at,
it's
moving along is what it sounds like.
It is moving along. HME is ready to go. And so as soon as we get this step done, then they will close on the land purchase. And then they're ready to go. They need to clear a bunch of dead trees off of that property. And strangely enough, I just had one of my friends who is a resident of Fort Pierce saying, that lot over there on Yellowstone is really a mess. Can't you clean that up? And I said, yes, we are.
It's in the process.
It is in the process. I can't believe you hadn't heard about it. So that's so exciting. And there are already people who are calling me and calling HME and saying, can I get on the waiting list? Can I get my mom on the waiting list? We know there's a need, and it just makes me feel so good that we are going to provide a way for residents like me who want to stay in Fort Pierre. We can do that.
Yeah, it's going to be a great addition to the community. Coming up here, boy, we're only a couple of weeks away from the very first Thursday event of the season.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, and then the summer's going to be kicking off, isn't it?
It sure is.
Is it the 2nd of, I've got to look at a calendar, 2nd of June. Is the first Thursday in June, and there are considerably more vendors this year who are interested. This event is just going to keep growing and getting better. And we have a fundraising meal by Paws. We have the Dirty Boot Band, and they are getting better and better. Those kids, that range in, they are cousins, and they range in age from 11 to 17. They write some of their own songs. That just so talented.
They really are.
Yeah, and they are getting better and better and better. And so, isn't it fun to have live music in the park on a nice summer night?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. It just adds to the ambiance
there.
Yeah,
it does. It does. So lots of vendors, activities for kids, mm-hmm. food, got it all.
It's going to be a great time. So mark it on the calendar. The
exactly.
kickoff is, it's always fun to be there for the first one, but all the way through. I mean, each month it's going to be a great time.
Each one is different. Each one will have the same components of live music and food mm-hmm. and beverages and vendors and kids activities. They'll all have that, but they'll all be different.
They will. And I know we're looking forward to being part of that. The Dakota Cruiser will be down that way. And,
oh, super.
We'll be spending some time and enjoying the festivities as well.
Yeah, that will be a fun time to kick off summer.
And speaking of fun times, there's always fun stuff going on. The Indian Relays are coming to Fort Pierre.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We had a meeting yesterday, and there's a press event this afternoon at the fairgrounds. And we ironed out some details on that as well. But this is a big event. They are expecting about 6,000 people.
Wow.
This is a national event. This
right.
is the championship of champions. And there was a city in Oklahoma and a city in Washington State that were interested in hosting. But they brought it back to Fort Pierce, South Dakota. So isn't that cool?
That is going to be a whole lot of fun for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And there will be so many teams. Mm-hmm. We are talking about a parade.
Ooh.
And because they like to paint the horses, they like to wear their native regalia, and wouldn't that make a great parade?
It really would.
And
that would be a great addition.
Yeah. So we're working on that idea, and you know, we in Fort Pierre love our parades.
Absolutely.
so yeah, it's lots of fun things coming up this summer. So just make sure you don't miss out on the fun.
No, not at all. Anything else you want to add?
We are still hiring summer help, seasonal help.
Okay.
At the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. I think we need a manager for the swimming pool, and we need a few more people in the parks. So get your application in. The application is online. But if you want to come into the city office, they'll be happy to help you.
Fantastic. So don't miss out on those job opportunities for the summer either.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hope for some rain, some moisture.
Yeah,
would be nice.
Get that rain moving here, Dave.
We'll work on that. Okay. Always nice having
All
you
right.
here, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll talk to you next week.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for the Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.